Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership with Jesus Christ as the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. I'm Dr. Alfreda. I'm your Kingdom Coach and your host on this glorious morning, another day that the Lord He has made. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first His kingdom and all of His righteousness. So we want to welcome all of our first-time visitors to our fellowship service on today. We want to encourage you that you have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Jesus Christ is here, and Jesus Christ, He is the Lord. Please enjoy the services on today to the extent that you keep on coming back. We meet on this platform 7 days a week for the last 10 years and 8 months. So, amen. The first time we call you a visitor, the second time we call you family and friend. All of our services are archived at blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership. You can also visit our website at lifewordjesus.org and find out more about our active ministry. Amen. In the precious name of Jesus. And to God be all the praise, to God be all the glory, and to God be all the honor. We pray that everybody had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Amen. That whatever you did, we pray that Jesus was on your mind. Amen. And to God be praise. Amen. We want to thank God for our services yesterday here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. And we want to thank God for our services every day. Amen. We want to thank God for all of our new visitors, all of our new family, all of our new friends, past, present, and future. Amen. And to God be praised. Okay, we are entering into a new series this week. Amen. Glory be to God. And we've titled it, Amen. It won't be much longer now. It won't be much longer now. Amen. And we want to look and see what the Lord has to say. Amen. About the times that we are living in. Amen. Hallelujah. Because it is not God's will for us to be ignorant. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, and His people perish for a lack of knowledge. All right, so let us get right into it. We want to begin by turning in your Bibles to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, 2 Timothy chapter 3. Father God, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. And we're going to start at verse number 1, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetousness, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sin, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Amen and amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. We'll be breaking down these verses to you over the next few days. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to begin today, amen, with verse number one. Amen. Verse number one reads this. This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Amen and amen. Beloved, few people would question that we are living in dangerous and treacherous times, especially for people without God. The last decades have brought fear and terror into the hearts of people around the world. Regardless of where you live, whether in the United States, Europe, Asia, or the former Soviet Union, people have been rudely awakened to the truth that the world is no longer the place it used to be. This is definitely a different age, far removed from the world many of us remember as children. Even today, it is difficult to imagine how things could have spiraled out of control so quickly. However, nearly 2,000 years ago, beloved, when the Apostle Paul wrote this book here in the second Timothy, glory be to God, the Holy Spirit spoke through him to alert us that such a day would come. And by the inspiration of the Spirit, Paul wrote, this know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. This know also. Beloved, when we look at that word know in the Greek, glory be to God, that word, beloved, is a common word that is normally translated knowledge. In this verse, Paul uses this Greek word, know, beloved, in the present imperative tense, which means this message is something so critical that it must be known. This message is so critical that it must be recognized. This message is so critical that it must be acknowledged. Whatever the Holy Spirit is about to say, it is so important that hearing it is not optional. It must be known. It must be understood. Paul then told us what we must know. He let us know that perilous times shall come. The word perilous, beloved, comes from the Greek word, glory be to God, chapter post is the Greek word for it. I'm not going to indulge you with the Greek today. I'm just going to give you the definition. It is a word that is used only two times in the 27 books of the New Testament. This word perilous, beloved, was used to denote spoken words that were hurtful, words that were harsh, cruel, ruthless, cutting, wounding, and therefore very hard to bear. But it was also used to describe animals that were vicious, ferocious, unruly, uncontrollable, unpredictable, and dangerous. In nearly every place where this word is used in secular literature of the ancient world, it depicts something said that is harmful or an environment besieged with high risk of danger. The only other time that this word perilous, beloved, in the Greek is used is found in the New Testament in the book of Matthew, chapter 8, verse 28, where Matthew used it to describe two demon-possessed men. Matthew 8, 28 vividly tells us, and this is how it reads. I'm going to read this for you, Matthew 8, 28. And when he was come to the other side, into the country of the Gangarenes, there met him two possessed with devils, coming out of the tombs, exceeding fierce, so that no man might pass by that way. When Matthew uses that word exceeding fierce, beloved, it is actually a translation of the very same Greek word that Paul uses when he uses the word perilous. Perilous time. Because that word, beloved, is used to describe these two demon-possessed men. It categorically conveys that these men were vicious, ferocious, they were fierce, they were unruly, they were uncontrollable, they were unpredictable, and they were dangerous. In fact, if you read the entire story of Matthew's gospel, it's clear that the people who lived in the region of the Gangarenes, beloved, kept a safe distance between themselves and these two men because they knew that being in close proximity to them would put their lives in jeopardy. These two demon-possessed men, they were perilous. They were vicious, ferocious, fierce, unruly, uncontrollable, and unpredictable, and very dangerous. But they represented no threat to Jesus, because he knew that he had authority over them. Therefore, instead of running like everyone else was running away from these demon-possessed men, Jesus stood up against those dark forces and set those men free. This brings us back, beloved, to our scripture on this morning where the Holy Spirit prophesies through Brother Paul that perilous times shall come. If you take all of the original Greek words into consideration, beloved, it delivers a potent message from the Spirit of God. So we want to look at this scripture, beloved, amen, with all, amen, the Greek definitions. Glory be to God. And taking all of that into consideration, we could reread this phrase as this, 2 Timothy 3:1. You empathetically must know what I am about to tell you. In the last days, periods of time will come that are hurtful. Periods of time will come that are harmful. Periods of time will come that are dangerous. Periods of time will come that are unpredictable. Periods of time will come that are uncontrollable. Periods of time will come that are high risk. Beloved, the Holy Spirit warned us 2,000 years ago that the world will become a dangerous place at the end of the age. However, we had no idea how fast or how far it would spin out of control. But as we live in the world today, we are waking up to the harsh reality of a world that is exceedingly fierce. Because the world, beloved, perilous, and that Greek word, amen, that I shared with you, chalapos, is used to describe the demon-possessed men in Matthew 8:28. Personally believe that the Holy Spirit was warning us that demonic activity will be released in the last days that will bring about hurtful, harsh, cruel, ruthless, cutting, wounding situations that will be emotionally hard to bear. As a result of demonic activity, the world will become a place that is vicious, ferocious, fierce, unruly, uncomfortable, unpredictable, and dangerous. Don't we see it, saints? Don't we see it? Don't we see it? It's as if a new set of demons have been released. We are living in a generation that faces threats that no other generation has ever known. As always, the Holy Spirit was correct in what he was trying to tell us. So how should we as believers respond to all of this? Should we stay in our houses, close the blinds, and hide from what's going on in the world? Should we never fly a plane again or take public transportation again? Should we stop sending our children to public schools? What should we do in response to these spirit-predicted truths and the external reality that continually faces us in the world today? Beloved, instead of retreating in fear, you and I must accept the challenge to step forward as Jesus did when he encountered the demon-possessed men of the Gadareans, terrified other people and made them retreat in fear is exactly what beckoned Jesus to action. In this hour, beloved, we must not retreat in fear. The situation in today's world beckons you to action. And this is the time for you to step forward and use the authority that Jesus Christ gave you to bring deliverance, to bring freedom and peace to each place that the devil has tried to bring chaos, to each place that the devil has tried to bring harm, to each place that the devil has tried to bring hurt, hazard, and risk. Beloved, it is our job now to step forward and use the authority of Jesus Christ to break the chains, to open the prison doors, and let the prisoners go free. The situation that exists in the world today, beloved, is your opportunity to let the power and the glory of God shine through you. Beloved, I want you to read carefully the words of Isaiah 60, verse 1 and 2. Chapter 60, verse 1 and 2. And I want you to accept the challenge of the Holy Spirit as he cries out to you and cries out to me. And this is how that verse reads. Write it down, please. Isaiah 60, 1 and 2. Arise, shine. For thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. I want to read that again in our closing on this morning. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Beloved, although the world was sinking deeper into fear and darkness, this is our finest hour as children of God. So tell fear to leave you in Jesus' name, because God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Beloved, I want to encourage you to embrace the opportunities you encounter along the way. Embrace the opportunities to bring deliverance. Embrace the opportunities to bring freedom to people gripped with fear by the news they hear each day. Because it gets worse and worse and worse each day, beloved. This is our opportunity. This is our opportunity to rise and to shine, glory be to God, and let God's glory be seen upon you. This is our hour to rise in this dark hour that covers the earth, the gross darkness that covers the earth. This is our opportunity, beloved. This is our opportunity to let the world know that Jesus lives. This is our opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is our opportunity, beloved, to let the world know that Jesus is coming back again and he's coming back soon. This is our opportunity to let the world know that ye must be born again. That for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. This is our opportunity to pass out your tracts. People are not rejecting. The tracts that I've been passing out lately, people have not been rejecting. People normally would reject a tract. They're not rejecting the tracts no more. They're seeking answers. They're looking. Glory be to God. They're volunteering to read the tracts. This is our opportunity to let the world know that this is not the end. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That death is not the end. Glory be to God. And the wages of sin is death. This is our opportunity to serve as disciples in the Lord's kingdom. This is our opportunity to allow the light of God to shine through us. Glory be to God. This is our opportunity to be God's mouthpiece. Glory be to God, to speak for him, to not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is our opportunity to let the world know that hell is real. Heaven is real. This is our opportunity to let the world know, what shall it profit a man to gain the whole wide world and lose his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? This is our opportunity, say. When the world is asking what in the world is going on with all of the darkness, with all the perilous times, glory be to God, amen, hallelujah, with all of the hurtful things that's going on, the harmful things that's going on, home invasions, glory be to God. They're not even waiting till the sun go down anymore. They're coming in at broad daylight. Glory, they're snatching pocketbooks and mugging people broad daylight. All the hurtful things that's going on, all the dangerous things that's going on. People afraid to leave their house and they're afraid to live in the house too. Glory be to God. All the unpredictable things that's going on around us. Every day is something new with this Delta variant. But they don't even know what's going on themselves. They're making up the rules as they go. And glory, with all the uncontrollable things that's going on. All of the high risk, amen, all of the perilous things in these latest, know ye not, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah, in the last days, perilous, perilous times shall come. We are living in the perilous. We are living in the end of the end of the age. And you will see tomorrow when we pick up here, beloved, glory be to God. As we continue our series, glory be to God, it won't be much longer now. It won't be much longer, saints. It won't be much longer. You can't be getting ready because he coming back too quick for all that. He coming back too quick in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. You can't do nothing in a twinkling of an eye. You can't even say I'm sorry in a twinkle of an eye. You need about three twinkles for that. It's going to be too late if you wait. We can't be getting ready. We got to be ready. This is our opportunity, beloved. Think of it. God considers you well able to live for him and to fulfill his purpose for your life, even in the midst of these perilous last days. Beloved, it is an honor to serve in the Lord's kingdom. It is an honor to work for God. God is just looking for somebody who will work for him. He can't find nobody. He can't find nobody to work for him. All throughout the Bible, we can start in the book of Genesis. God always had a hard time finding somebody to work for him. He can find people in the blessing line, but he can't find very few people, amen, that are willing and available, amen, to work for him. What an honor. Beloved, embrace the honor of that position and his plan and determine to trust him with your life. And determine, beloved, to be who he needs you to be. Make a commitment today to be who God needs you to be every moment of the day. Amen. It won't be much longer now. It won't be much longer. This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Beloved, we have to admit that perilous times have already arrived. God saved you and me for this last hour. We could have been born earlier. God saved us for this last hour. And when I say it's the last hour, I mean literally it's the last hour. What a privilege. What an honor to be able to work for God when it's so critical, so crucial. Because then a little while longer, it won't even make a difference because we're going to be up and gone. We're going to be up and gone. Let's care about somebody, beloved, who's not ready yet. Amen and amen. Father God, we thank you for choosing us to live in the last days when prophecies are being fulfilled before our very eyes. We ask you to help us keep a soft heart and not become hardened when others around us grow cold and hardened through the deceitfulness of this age. People everywhere need freedom and deliverance from the torment of fear and pain. Instead of retreating into self-preservation mode, we will deliberately yield to your heart for the hurting world that is all around us. Your love is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Therefore, we give place to your love within us to see them with your eyes, Father, to feel for them as you feel for them. We hear and respond to your call that is beckoning us to step forward with the authority of Jesus to make a difference in the lives of everyone near to us. And we pray this in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We thank God for the word of God that will not return unto him void, but it will accomplish everything that he has set forth to do. Beloved, let us pray for Afghanistan. The American troops are coming home, and they already got things set up. They already got things set up for murder and bloodshed. Let us pray for Haiti. They assassinated the president of Haiti. Haiti had an earthquake over the weekend, and I think about 1,500 people died. Amen. It's still dying. Know this not, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. In form of announcements today, oh my God, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm telling you, we've got some new developments. I'm not going to announce it right now. Okay, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm going to wait until the launch. I'm going to wait until we're ready to launch it. I am so excited with the new phase of development for this ministry. Wow. I'm just looking and seeing what God is doing and saying, wow, 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 is all I want to say. Amen. Thank you for your prayers. Amen. Glory be to God and for the financial support to this ministry that we can do all this. I want to thank God for the vision. Amen. In form of announcements today, we will be at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock noon and back at 9 p.m. Amen. All this week, we will be there. Amen. Bible study on Wednesday at 8 o'clock. And to God be praise, glory, and all of the honor. Amen. As usual, amen. We air on all the media live streaming, amen, 6 times a week. Amen. On all of the media live streaming, Google TV, Roku TV, Amazon TV, at 6 times a week. And then we also have Globe, the media radio. That's another 6 times a week, so that's 12. We meet here 7 days a week, so that's 19 times. We meet at the prayer altar, amen, 10 times a week, so that's 29 times. Lord Jesus, have mercy. Lord Jesus, have mercy. And all we do for Christ. And all we do to promote the Lord. We're not looking for man to give us nothing because God is supplying all our needs according to his riches and glory. 29 times in 1 week. So this is round at the 30 because, you know, so 30, okay, and then you multiply that times 120 times a month. My God, Jesus, have mercy. Well, I don't know about y'all. Amen. But let me tell you something. Some of the crowns that we're going to be receiving in that day, my God, my God, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. And Jesus said when he come and he's bringing his reward with him. Amen. So we want to add, and not to even mention the announcement that I'm going to be making. Oh, my God. All right. That's it. Let's wrap it up. All right. Bless the Lord. Everybody have a good day. First time visitors, we want to hear from you. We heard from some of you last week. Thank you so much for reaching out to us. Don't stop. And we're going to be getting back to all of you too. Amen. And to God be all the praise, glory, and all of the honor. Amen and amen. Father God, we say thank you for this day. Thank you for the service. Thank you for the word. Thank you for your people. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Father God, thank you that you are our Father. Father God, we thank you for the gift of salvation. We thank you for revelation. We thank you, Father God, for the opportunity to serve you in the last days. We're not running for our lives because we know some of us will have to die for you. Now, we say for Christ we live and for Christ we die. Now, the truth of the matter is some of us will literally have to die for you. But we got to die anyway. We got to die anyway, so it's okay, Father, to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord, Father God. We do not fear man. We do not fear man. Hallelujah. So we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And to God be praise, glory, and all of the honor. Meet us at the altar prayer today. Bless the prayer warriors as they come, Father God, in Jesus' name. Cover them, Father, protect them from all evil. Father God, we lift up all of our prayer warriors in this ministry against satanic attacks, against the spirit of discouragement. Father God, hallelujah. Anything working against their finances, anything working against their destiny, anything working against their families, Father God, we cover them right now in Jesus' name, and we say not so. No weapon formed against them will prosper, and every tongue that rises in judgment, it is already condemned. Amen. They will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, hallelujah, for the work that you're doing around the globe. Thank you for the work that you're doing in the United States of America. Thank you for the work that you're doing in our city, in our homes, and especially in our lives. Thank you for the work that you're doing in the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministry. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for showing us your pathway for provisions. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name, and we seal this prayer, hallelujah, and this service by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at Jesus' feet to decree and to declare it will not and it cannot be broken. Amen, amen, and amen. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the Lord bless you and keep you. And the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. The Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is most definitely the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen.
You are getting ready. It is Jesus and real.
Jesus and real.
Mine.
Oh,
in a few years.
Sometimes when I'm feeling low,
uh-huh.
Nowhere to go,
nowhere to go.
Amen. It won't be much longer now, saints. It won't be much longer now. Amen. Pack your grip. Pack your grip. Amen. We going away, and we ain't coming back. Amen. We ain't coming back here. Amen. God bless you. Amen.